Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 7:21. I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning. So we were asking you the questions. What were some of the songs that you associate with this war? Gail Evans said 1,000 Israeli artists singing Habaita, Bring Them Home, definitely is one of them. All right, it is 7:21, crossing to Israel right now to chat to Lawrence Seif, his emergency responder. He is with Maken David Adom, and he's kept us very, very close to what is happening quite literally on the ground there. Lawrence, good morning. This time at least, let's try and get through the interview without you having to run off to a shelter. Can we do that?
I hope so. I certainly hope so. I had a couple of hours of uninterrupted sleep. So
wow, wow. Wow, those Iranians are spoiling you now.
Well, they did shoot missiles into the south during the night, but I'm in the center of the country, so there were...
Yesterday, though, was a very, very busy morning and a very difficult morning. Tell us what you are able to.
Yesterday morning, I was on my way to work, and then the sirens went off. It was a relatively small barrage of missiles that were sent, and they estimate about 25. But one of the missiles that got to the south, to the Belsheva area, was a type of cluster missile that, as it re-entered the atmosphere, it broke up. And these small 2.5 kilogram bombs, which can cover an area of up to 8 kilometers, were released. And that's what hit Soroka Hospital down in the south, causing extensive damage there. There was a hit in Khulon, which is just south of Tel Aviv, and in Ramat Gan, which is very close to Tel Aviv, the main commercial center in Ramat Gan. Mm. So it was a busy morning. Everyone was all over the place. And because of the massive explosion, the number of explosions down south in Beersheba, extensive damage was caused to the Soroka Hospital there, which generally serves 1 million people in that area. It's the only hospital in the south, and usually has an average of 1,000 patients. There were only 700 patients yesterday, but a lot of the departments had to be closed and evacuated, and the hospital is now only accepting emergency life-threatening cases. There was an attack this morning at 6 o'clock in the Beersheba area, and 7 people who were lightly wounded were evacuated to the hospital. So it is partly functional, but all the other inpatient wards have been evacuated to other hospitals, and even the health ministry has given an order that women in labor will be released after 12 hours. Mm. The impact is far reaching.
That's what the labor's done by then, Lawrence. I don't mean to be rude, but you do. So some people are in labor for more than 12 hours. No, I'm joking, obviously.
The guy said that he is in labor, so he can.
That is true. Peter Fine is in labor. Yeah, so 12 hours, that's all he's got. And then, no, so we make light, but it is very, very unnerving. There seems to be, it's not something you're going to be able to answer, but it's fascinating that there's the shift now to the south, to hammer that area. You know, it's been, well, I guess it continues to be Tel Aviv, Ramat Gan, that area, as well as the south. That seems to be the focus of the Iranians at the moment.
Well, I think that it's no secret that Israel has a nuclear research facility down in the south, near Beersheba in the Dimona area. So they may be trying to target that. And around Beersheba, there are some very big military bases over there. And there's also the officers, the big officers' course base. Mm. South of Beersheba. So there does seem to be a cluster of bases in that area, along with a nuclear facility over there. So maybe that's the idea of targeting that area. Mm.
In terms of Magen David Adom, in terms of the responders, volunteers, how are you guys coping?
Well, we have about 3,000 workers and 30,000 volunteers. Everyone is mobilized. All the ambulances, all the emergency stores have been opened up and equipment's been distributed throughout the country. We are tired. We've been on very, very long shifts. I've been having 21-hour days. I even had one of 39 hours and I was on my feet. But thank goodness I'm on vacation today, and I was 2 days ago. And so we're trying to keep people energized and able to function properly. You can't function properly after 10, 12 days solid of work.
No, you can't. As a matter of interest, Lawrence, if somebody has been in the army and then they now work for Magenta Vida Dom, are they exempt from Miluim, given the important role that they are playing on the home front?
I think the short answer is no, they are not. Miluim takes preference. Mm-hmm. But I think each case is assessed on a personal basis, where the person would be more beneficial to the entire system. If you look at, you know, from an overview, yeah, of what.
Right.
I do have some colleagues that are in Miluim, but they are in Miluim doing ambulance work.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Right. So it could also work like that.
Right.
But if we have a worker who is a fighter or has a high rank and is in charge of a whole battalion or platoon or whatever, they'd probably be called up into the IDF instead of being in Magenta Vida Dom.
And final question, the blood supply. I know that that's very much an area that you are involved with as well. Is Israel managing with that? Is there a shortage? Do you have enough supply?
In peaceful times, the needs of the country are about 1,200 units per day. In wartime, we don't know what the needs are going to be, because we might have mass casualty events. So we are collecting as much blood as possible to be prepared for a mass casualty event or mass casualty events. And so at the moment, things are stable. We are managing to supply enough blood to the for the needs of the country and cover mass casualty events
as needed. Lawrence Eve, this is meant to be a day of a break for you. Now go and have a break, catch up on some of your sleep, and have a peaceful weekend. A Shabbat Shalom. Thank you for all you do. Lawrence Eve is an emergency responder at Magen David Adom. We wanted to check in with him, see how they are managing, see how they are coordinated, and if they have enough of a blood supply, because obviously that is a real concern. It is 7:30. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.